So the autumn statement then. Boring, isn't it? It's on the front of all the papers, of course, with speculation as to how it will affect families or not. There are, of course, generic pictures of families to illustrate the story. There's a fiscal percentage here and a financial point there, but in actual fact, let's be honest, and I know it's being discussed on all other radio stations, it's very dull indeed. The Tory papers are in favour of the left-wing papers aren't in favour. And as usual, the Daily Mail is intolerable. There's literally no real story attached to the autumn statement, but everybody is jumping through hoops to try to pretend that there is. Now, on the line listening to me say the word hoops there in that sentence is Matthew. He's called Talk Radio on 03444 9000. Hello, Matthew.
Yeah, what are you saying, bro?
Yeah. Good to talk to you. So, you've called Talk Radio, and you've done that because you heard me say the word hoops a moment ago. And what's your problem with hoops? Why are you so angry about hoops?
Why am I? It's just filth, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, it's filth. Like, you just look at it and it's just grim. You got hoops everywhere, and it's just like, what are they trying to ram into my mind? You know, like, I don't believe in that. I don't like hoops. I don't like what they imply, and I don't want to jump through them, and I don't want to put any part of me in a hoop.
In a hoop. Well, look, let's. Well, it's. I mean, Matthew, it's a tricky one, right? Because hoops aren't offensive. Hoops are, we have hoops in all walks of life. There are hoops everywhere you look, there are hoops. And to suggest that you want to ban them and because you personally find them offensive, that's not a reason, is it?
Well, what I find offensive is the implication that I'm supposed to jump through all the hoops I see. Yeah. Like, some of them are ridiculously small. Like, you've got the hooped earrings on a girl or something.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to jump through that. I'm not only am I going to hurt myself, I'm going to hurt the girl who's wearing the earrings at the same time.
Yeah, or men can wear earrings as well, though, can't they? To be fair.
Yeah, men can wear earrings.
All right, stop. Jeff's on the other line. Hi, Jeff. Can I bring you in on this conversation, please, Jeff?
Hello, John. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Nice to talk to you, Jeff. Thanks for calling in. You've called him because you've heard Matthew there. He doesn't want to jump on a girl's ear ring.
No, well, that sounds like some foolish talk. I've got to say, hoops are amazing. Hoops are brilliant. I jump through many hoops every up and down the street. I'll do it. Yeah. If the kid's got a hoop, I will jump through it willy-nilly, shove the kid out of the way. I'm on that hoop.
Yeah.
You know, I am cock-a-hoop for hoops.
There you go, Matthew. Listen to that.
What's his name? What's that bro's name?
His name's Jeff.
Jeff, did you just call me foolish, bro?
Yeah, foolish Matthew. I'm going to call you from that. Well, that'll be your name. It'll be a tattoo on your forehead.
Stop calling me that, man. Before the other boys hear that and they start calling me foolish Matthew,
Matthew.
No, my name's Batman Matt.
Matthew.
Ooh.
Do you know Batman Matt.
Matthew. Foolish Matthew, listen. Do you know how to use a telephone?
Batman Matt.
No. Jeff, what is it you like about hoops? I mean, let's talk about hoops specifically, because, you know, Matthew's phoned in. He's very angry about them. And that's fine. He's allowed his opinion. We're not here to say he can't have an opinion, however foolish it might be. But what is it specifically about hoops that you love?
I mean, well, you see, when I was a boy, when I was about 5 years old, my daddy gave me, like, this hoop and a stick, right, for Christmas.
Nice.
And I had no bloody idea how to use it, and he wouldn't show me because he was ignorant, git, and he just liked to sit in front of the TV. But that's not the point. I had fun with that hoop, trying to work out what to do.
Yeah.
And ever since then, the round bit, the roundness of it, does something for me. Every day I have spaghetti hoops to eat.
That's
every
nice.
Day I have, like, Cheerios, anything that's hoop-shaped.
There you go, Matthew.
That's very sweet.
Isn't it, though?
And I'm really happy for you that you had a nice childhood and a happy parent. Yeah? When
Thank
I was a little
kid... Matthew.
Oh, no, bro, you better stop calling me that, bro.
Let's keep it civil. You know, we're on the radio. We're having a grown-up debate.
This is true.
I'm not here for this stupidness. Yeah?
Exactly. All right. Let's just calm it down a little bit because we need. You know, you both got valid points apart from Matthew, and I just want to bring it back to the facts here. Now, hoops, Matthew, are here. We've always had hoops. You know, Jeff's mentioned some, the spaghetti. The earring you've mentioned, there's the hula Of course. You know, there are many, many hoops. And I wonder what, Matthew, if you got rid of them, because it's all very well coming on the radio and saying you don't want to have hoops anymore, but what would you jump through as an alternative? You've got to propose a solution. You've got to solution the problem.
Oh, that's a good question. That's a really good question.
I know it is, yeah.
Well, what I would jump through, if I had the option, yeah?
Yeah.
I'd have a stadium full of people all cheering my name. Bad man, Matt. Bad man, Matt. Bad man,
Matt.
And there'd be a big screen. Excuse me, bro. This is my fantasy.
No, I'm just joining in. I'm joining in, foolish Matt. That's all.
Bro, you are me, bro. You
me, bro. What
me?
I'm not a bro.
Me, what? You don't even.
I haven't been a bro since 1932.
I don't understand that reference, bro.
Me neither.
Okay, well look, I would jump through a flaming screen with my name on it, and when I jump through it, everyone will start clapping and applauding, and then I'll get in the ring and I'll do a power
slam. Stop. Matthew, stop. You get in a ring. That's like a hoop.
What shape is a wrestling ring, bro?
You're right. A wrestling ring is square, isn't it? Why is it called a ring?
Well, you see, it used to be round, yeah? And then people like me were saying, I ain't getting in that. And then they had to make it square.
I see,
people like you, foolish people like you, made things different. It's not good.
Bro, you're making me so angry over here, bro. I wish I knew where you live, Jeff. I would come down there this instant. I'll show you something you could drop through,
Donald
bro.
Donald Trump, he's been trying to do stuff with hoops as well. He's been trying to backflip through them or something.
What's my man Trump been doing with him, bro?
Oh.
My man Trump don't mess with hoops, bro. He's a G.
I want to talk about the trials in Sweden.
Of course you do. I was waiting for that.
I want to talk about the trials in Sweden. Because as you know, they've been experimenting with whooping cough. Right?
Yep.
Right, and this is the Swedish people that have been coughing up hoops.
Mm.
Right, just regurgitating like hoops, all the hoops everywhere. Just and just hoops, hoops coming up.
Too.
Yeah, and I wonder what, you know, they've done it because they in Sweden they don't think there are enough hoops, so they've given deliberately given like an immunisation and they've
it's immunisation. That's what you're trying to say. Yes.
they've injected people.
Who's the foolish one now?
They've injected people with the hoopla virus. And it's made them cough up hoops. And what it's done though is give the country of Sweden more hoops, and that can only be a good thing, Jeff. Right?
Of course. The more the hoops, the more the merrier, as the old saying goes. That I made up. I like the fact that, you know, with the word hoop as well, you can't. It's got two hoops in the middle of it, and you need them.
Yep.
And Sweden needs those hoops. And the letters, and I need them.
Matthew, look, there's a good point. Matthew.
What?
You say you don't like hoops, but there's two hoops in the word foolish, in your name, Foolish Matthew.
Me, that ain't my name. That ain't me. I ain't foolish, and I don't care what you call them things. They ain't hoops. They're just circles, bruv. They're 2D circles. For a hoop to be a hoop, it requires a third dimension, bruv.
And there we must leave the debate as we've run out of time. It's a thorny issue. I mean, you can hear it. I mean, it does
a wreath.
It does divide people, doesn't it? The notion of hoops. Matthew, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
No.
Okay, Jeff, could you please?
Not very good childhood.
Right. And there we must leave it. Do we need hoops? Which side are you on? Are you with Jeff? Do you think that hoops are a good thing? Or are you with Matthew, Foolish Matthew, who thinks that hoops are a bad thing? Do we still need hoops? That's the question. Do we still need hoops in post-Brexit Britain when we've got sausages and roof tiles? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's the big debate on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.